I love that Cardano just laid out a two-phase Dijkstra scaling roadmap as part of its move into the Laos era. It feels like a really big upgrade moment because it's aiming to grow transaction capacity while holding onto the things that make Cardano special: security, decentralization, and formal verification.
And that's what makes it interesting. It isn't just a promise of faster performance. It's a structured, staged plan that lowers risk and gives developers, node operators, and users a clearer path forward.
Right, and the core idea is that Cardano is tackling one of the hardest problems in blockchain: how to improve throughput without sacrificing decentralization.
That's a lot of networks shortcut, honestly. Some have increased speed by centralizing certain functions, like reducing validator participation or changing how blocks are produced.
Cardano's Laos-based approach is trying to do it differently. It wants the network to be faster and more scalable while staying broadly decentralized and resistant to congestion.
The roadmap is split into two phases, and that's where the careful design shows.
Phase one is the foundation and preparation stage.
That means upgrading core infrastructure, deploying testnets, improving node software, refining transaction routing, and making any necessary changes to the consensus or data layer.
And the best part is that this phase isn't mainly about user-facing speed gains.
Exactly. It's about making the network more resilient, stable, and ready for a larger-scale upgrade without forcing a risky immediate rollout.
Then phase two is the broader activation stage, where the Laos era scaling starts becoming more visible to users.
If things go as planned, that's when Cardano moves closer to a more parallelized transaction model, so it can process higher volumes of activity with less congestion.
That's exciting, because the goal is to reduce the bottlenecks, delays, and fee spikes that have hurt other networks during busy periods.
And that's why the Laos era matters. It targets performance and usability at the same time.
Totally. Scaling isn't only about raw transactions per second. It also shapes the experience for developers and end users.
If Cardano can process transactions more efficiently, applications built on the network can offer lower latency, more predictable costs, and smoother interactions.
That matters a lot for use cases like gaming, social platforms, payments, and decentralized finance, since they all depend on consistent performance and low friction.
For developers, the two-phase approach may also create a more stable environment to build in.
If the network delivers meaningful scaling improvements, it could become more attractive to teams working on consumer-facing or high-traffic applications.
For users, the main benefit should be a simpler, faster experience, fewer delays, lower fees, and more reliable transactions.
And for ADA holders, it's a strong signal that technical development is continuing in a way that fits Cardano's identity: formal verification and phased upgrades, rather than speculation-driven growth.
That said, execution is the real test. A roadmap can sound strong on paper, but the value depends on whether Cardano can deliver the promised improvements in a timely and reliable way.
I agree. If it successfully completes both phases, the Laos era could position Cardano as one of the more mature Layer 1 networks, especially if it scales without compromising the security and decentralization that have defined its brand.
The critical takeaway is that this isn't just a technical update. It's a strategic statement about how Cardano intends to compete in a crowded blockchain market.
It gives the ecosystem clear direction. But if executed well, the Laos era could become one of the most important chapters in Cardano's development, strengthening its case as a long-term platform for decentralized applications, consumer use cases, and broader adoption.